بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Elders, dear brothers, ulama-i kiram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short life. And if you ask ourselves from the young to the old, what do I love the most in my life? What do I love the most? Really, have you understood where the heart is right now? Where is the heart attached? Youngsters might say, we love sports. I love my studies. I love my cell phone. I love my parents. Businessman, I love my business. I enjoy seeing the EFTs coming into my account. Wake up early in the morning and I see the phone for just a time. It brings a smile to my face. Finally, the account was paid. It brings joy to me. Whether business, whether sports, whether cooking, whether baking. What really do I love in my heart? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum. That you cannot be a perfect believer. حَتَّى أَكُونَ حَبَّ إِلَيْهِ Until I am more beloved to you than your parents, your children, entire humanity. That I become the most beloved person to you in entire life. Then your iman is perfect. We are Muslims. Islam has to do with the external. Iman has to do with the internal. Myself, performing salah, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should not become ritualistic. I'm just doing it as a ritual. Performing salah as a mu'min without the qualities of iman in my salah. Now qurbani will be coming. Udhiyya. Sacrificing the animal. To do it ritualistically. I'm doing it as a ritual. But am I doing it now with the qualities of iman? I'm doing it as a real believer. This is a command of Allah, the spirit of iman. What Allah really wants from me when I'm doing the qurbani. Those that are going for Hajj, may Allah accept the Hajj on behalf of the Ummah. I'm going for Hajj to get that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to return with the qualities of Iman. These are places of Iman. So what really do I love in my heart? Ask myself, what really do I love? And we do a little soul searching. Me, myself, I. Who do I love? I love myself. And I love my life. I want to live my life. I don't want to give it up. I want to make the best of my life. Come the weekend, it's entertainment. I want to enjoy life. This has become the condition of the Ummah at large. We love to live and we love life. And we're looking for more things to fill our life with. Therefore, we have to do some soul searching. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِيزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, they tell them that I advise you with one thing. And the ayat continues, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا Then make fikr, search, use your mind, use your brain. What reason am I here right now in this world? Where my heart should be? Where the soul should be? What's my life about right now? This colonialism, where certain powers of the world took over countries. They must have left the countries also. But they left behind the thought pattern, the process, ideologies, the things they love. Recently we were blessed to go to the lands of Afghanistan to meet the Mujahideen, subhanAllah, what men of Iman. They touched the heart. One of them mentioned when they were interrogated, among them was Mullah Abdul Salam, Zaif. He says, the four best years of my life in Guantanamo Bay. Sheikh, how come? He said, what I couldn't do my entire life in 4 years I did, I became Hafizul Quran. Iman. In a place like that, Iman was still pumping in the heart. In the den of torture. They say, we were interrogated, but they couldn't crack us. Why? He said, whatever they held valuable to them, the certain dream they have, of life, which they love so dearly. They have a value system. Our value system is different. Our value system is called Nizam-e-Madina, the system of Madina Munawwara. That's our system, our value system. First they will tell us, we will close your bank account. So he says, we tell them, you're welcome to, we don't have a bank account. We'll burn your house down. It's a mud hut, I'll build it again. We'll kill your family, half are dead already, shaheed in the path of Allah. Whatever you hold beloved to you is nothing to me. He said, what is beloved to you then? He said, loyalty to the jihad. Loyalty to give my life in the path of Allah. You may take my life. This is what I am here for right now. What they loved more was akhirat. They loved the deen of Allah. Commitment. Allah says in Quran Sharif, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَ نَزِيدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. The person who has the intention of the harvest of the akhirat of Jannah, Allah says, we will increase him in that. And the person who intends the harvest of dunya, for him Allah says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. In akhirat, there is no share for them. Mufassirin explained, the person who has this intention of akhirat and jannat, Allah says, we will increase him. We will bless him in dunya, in the akhirat also. How do you show Allah intend the harvest of akhirat? I want the fruits of akhirat. One misconception we have is that the amal and the deeds, the good deeds that we do in this world, this concept we have that the rewards are only credit. Nay, rewards are cash also. The rewards are cash also. Allah will give us in akhirat, in jannat also. Allah will give us here also. Person performs his salah, 5 times salah a day. Allah's promise, I will make your daily bread easy for you. Your sustenance is done. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. Allah says, command your family with salah. And you also be patient. Look at the tartib and sequence of the ayat. Allah does not say, you perform salah first. Allah says, command your family. Within your home, read the kitab of fadail and virtues of salah. The children know the value of salah. My wife knows the value of salah. We cannot leave it out. Something great. Allah wants to see my head down before him in sajda. As one very affluent person told his friends, they're very affluent also. He tells them, alhamdulillah, you're enjoying life right now. Far from the deen of Allah, from the commands of Allah. And how far the ummah is gone right now? We have chapters in the kitabs and the books of iman. These are major sins and these are minor sins. These are major and these are minor. Presently, right now, my dear brothers, Allah knows best in the world. When we lift our hands, we make dua, Ya Allah, forgive me. I ask myself, you ask yourself also. When I do ask Allah to forgive me, what forgiveness am I asking for? Is there any particular sin in my heart right now that's really troubling me? The ummah has become so, to such a level right now, that the heart has become so numb that there's no more major sins left in the ummah. Everything is small. Everything is trivial. There's no more proper istighfar or tawbah. Everything has become halal and jayiz and permissible. Nothing is haram now. Ummah has reached such a level right now. What is the fear? Just to finish that incident where the brother says to his friends, you will have to come back to the deen of Allah. Either on the road of shukr, because things are good, or on the road of sabr, when things are adverse. Come now when things are good. Come now when things are good. Don't wait for the test to come. Then you will have to come. Then you will have to come. And now the sins in the lives of the ummah. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُؤْمِنُونَ كَرَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ. The believers are like one person, one body. إِنْ اِشْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ اِشْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ. If the eye, اِشْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ اِشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ. If the eyes pain, the entire body pains. Head pains, entire body pains. Right now we should feel the pain of the ummah. What is happening in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Sudan, in China, in Syria. These are all our lands. We belong to these lands. The land of the Muslim. Do I feel the pain in my heart to the extent ulama are saying, have I changed my diet a bit? Little bit. Just change my diet. Just cut out something right now. Don't say their children, my children, my family in Gaza right now are actually practicing the sunnah of Khandaq, the battle of the trench. Right now they are practicing how do you tie stones to your belly, because there's no food. Our elders and ulama are saying, at least cut something out in our diet, in our breakfast, cut it at least half or a quarter of it, just to feel for the ummah. If I can't give up my son, give up some luxury for the pain of the ummah. That, ya Allah, I did something for the ummah. I belong to this ummah. The young son wants to buy a chocolate. I buy every day a chocolate. Today I will not buy. Ya Allah, this 5 rand, 10 rand, although I might not give it in sadaqah, but I won't buy. This is charity for the children of Gaza. On that Allah will make decisions of help. How many malaika will be dispatched to protect one youngster, one young girl, one young boy from his pocket money? Today I will deprive myself from one luxury item. Ya Allah, you feed that one child of Gaza. Allah will not do it. Allah will do it. Because we belong to the ummah. This is iman. This is taqwa. When we feel the pain, either we give up a sin, give up a luxury. Ya Allah, for the ummah, we belong to the ummah. We feel the pain of the ummah. On these so-called little a'mal in the eyes of Allah, great a'mal. We should be concerned right now of myself, as I mentioned. Major sins, minor sins. There's nothing serious now. Nothing real to make tawbah. No real istighfar. Turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm doing this. Everything has become just permissible. Free for all. Do as you want to. There's no boundaries anymore. What's the fear, my dear brothers? There's so much of anesthetic ointment for the nafs right now. We put enough that the nafs doesn't feel any pain for the ummah, doesn't feel. A beautiful example of ulama give. On a cool day, you put on the heater. You feel the heat. Put on the aircon on a hot day, we feel the coolness. Put on a jacket, take off the jacket. The body feels the temperature around. Person doesn't feel it, doesn't feel he got a cut, he's got a wound. What will you say? Go to the doctor, check it up. How come you don't feel it? You had a heart attack, I didn't feel it. Possibly you're diabetic, chronic diabetes. You didn't feel the heart attack. You don't feel the cut. You don't feel the heat. My tongue is numb, I don't get taste right now. ICU treatment, rush him to hospital. Myself, at the moment, I see the commands of Allah breaking, but the heart feels nothing. The heat of sin right now is all around, but the heart doesn't feel anything. The senses have gone off, have shut down, are damaged. I don't feel the heat of sin around. Everything is just okay. Whether it's riba, whether it's interest, whether it be intermingling, whether it be abuse of the eye, whether it be the haram websites, everything is just okay right now. There's no need to make real tawbah. The ummah is fine. It's a very dangerous level that the ummah has reached right now, where there's no more kabair, there's no more major sins left in the ummah. Everything is trivial. What's the danger? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ Allah still promises that, oh my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as you are amongst the people, we will not punish them. We will not punish them. The next ayat, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And once you will leave them, and they will stop and cease from making istighfar and tawbah, then Allah will destroy them. As long as they make istighfar and tawbah, as long as they repent to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will preserve this ummah. Now the ummah is looking at haram, engage in haram, and don't feel the pain and the heat. This ummah is one body. Doesn't mean that the people of Gaza are being tested, or Kashmir, or China, is because of their sins. We want ummah. What we will do here, for us back in Durban, we say, when it's snowing on the bergs, we feel the cold in Durban, 400 kilometers away. Where it's snowing, not in Durban, it's snowing on the bergs. The sins of one part of the ummah affects the entire ummah. The good deeds of the ummah in one part of the world, Allah sends out good conditions for the people of the earth. It's all based on our a'mal, our deeds. That's why we should have this fikr and concern. At every moment of my time, of my life, is my Allah pleased with me right now? How am I faring in the court of Allah? Where the heart is right now, that I love my life or I love my Allah? I love my life or I love my Allah more? I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is my role model. I want to be like him. We say Sahaba Ikram are our guiding stars. They were the best of people that walked the surface of the earth. What was the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Never to see again a Hajj like that. What beautiful souls. What level of iman. How they carried the deen of Allah to the every corner of the world. How to get that love. At least a thought come in my mind. Yalla, I love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much. But we haven't heard till today. A person may say, I love my Nabi so much that he will go, I'm building a new house, go to the architect and say, build me one room. At least one room, like the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No way. It won't work for me. But I love him. At least the thought, the niyat, the intention comes in the heart. If I could, I would live like him. Because I love him. The wife says, change, labbaik wa sa'adik. I'll change it. How you want it, I'll make it. The love for the wife. The love for the children. Wife says, change the room, change the bathroom. I'm ready to do it. Within my means. Little daughter comes, I want pink, I want purple. We'll change it. Ulama say, understand. Allah has blessed us with the best of dunya. The best of this worldly life. It's for us now to design our qabrs. We've designed our homes, our businesses. My wife, I gave her the best home, the best bathroom, the best kitchen. But I haven't sat down with my wife and asked her, as a couple right now and my children, we want the harvest of akhirat. How do we get the harvest of akhirat, the fruits of akhirat and Jannah, where we sit as a family, we talk about akhirat. Right now myself in my home, my son, I speak to him, what are you going to do in the future? What are you going to do? How are you going to live your life? You have to get married. My daughter also. The concern is always about just dunya. Till death. Don't speak about maut. Don't speak about death. Speaking about it, not speaking about it, won't make a difference. Maut will come on its time. But don't speak about it. One day, that other side of the bed will be empty. One day, the bed will be empty. But how much my wife does love me. But once the ruh will leave the body, she will be the first one to phone the funeral service. Please take him away quickly. Can't keep him overnight. So much love. And now the ruh leaves, please take him away. Can't keep him in the home. Reality of life. The heart Allah made only for his muhabbat. The heart Allah made only for him. Every one of us in the womb of our mothers, Allah designed the heart, Allah designed it for him only. Allah is the architect, Allah is the engineer, Allah is the manufacturer, Allah is everything. He did the wiring of the brain also. Entire plumbing within, Allah did it. Whatever we have belongs to Allah. Has to go back to Allah. Allah gave us all this to remember him. To put our head down, and he wants us to put our head down. And this heart Allah only made for him. Understand this point, my dear brothers. The heart belongs to Allah, love only belongs to Allah. What do I give my wife and children? Give compassion, time, respect. The heart only for Allah. Why? Because insan, man, human is defective, is naqis, is deficient. No matter how much I love my children, no matter how much they love me, it's impossible for one human to keep another human happy 24/7. Impossible. My wife also. Impossible. Husband also. Can't. You are deficient. There's only one entity, one being, Allah Jalla Jalalu, that knows how to keep the heart happy. Because the heart belongs to him. But I've allowed everything else to come into the heart. I forgot the ummah. I forgot myself. My value system has changed. How to design? That's why we tell the young couples, open one. We love to open WhatsApp groups. Open one group, Jannati couple, my wife and myself. Jannati couple. Did you read your salah on time? Wife will ask the husband also. Did you make your takbir, your first takbir in the masjid? Have you read your Quran for the day? Have you made your zikr for the day? We both are deficient. How are we going to get our jannat? This is a reality. Hisab kitab. The reality. I did my wife's room up. The best of facilities, amenities. Then she'll say, well, the carpet doesn't match the curtains. Change the curtains now. Let's change the curtains. Change the bed sheets. What about the bathroom? Let's do the bathroom also. Allah forbid if she has to leave and pass away and go into the qabr. Then the eye is open. Where's my bedroom? My husband, you didn't design my qabr. Where's the bedding? Where's the carpet? Where's the down lights? You never spoke about it. You never discussed it. You only gave me dunya. My little daughter who I love so much. Papa, daddy, Abba, I want a room like this. I want new lighting. I want whatever you want, my darling, I'll give it to you. You want lilac color, you want purple color, do it. She has a nightmare the first night she sleeps in that room. Father will run. Don't be afraid. Papa is here. Daddy is here. Nobody can touch you. If anybody comes near you, you don't be afraid. Leave the light on and you sleep away. Allah give afiyat, Allah protect. That little daughter has to go into the qabr. I never taught her that you have to love Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And she goes in there. She can shout the entire night, Daddy, what did you do to me? He's having a sweet sleep. Qiyamah's day, what will be the hisab? We have the time now, my dear brothers. We belong to this ummah. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does Allah look at me right now? How do I fare in the court of Allah? This is a concern. I'll give you an example. Young girls get proposed, accept the proposal. Tomorrow is the wedding. And now they call home. They've got certain parlors. And the fingernails are being done. And the hair is being done. It's like a beauty parlor back home. Tomorrow is the big day. Your fairy tale wedding. And now the hairdo is done also. And the hairdresser says, you can't put your head down. You have to sleep on the sofa tonight. Because tomorrow is the wedding. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. All night she sits like that. The friends come also. The next morning they see her. They say, how gorgeous. You look like a doll. And she starts crying. What are you crying for? You will spoil the makeup. What are you crying? Today is your wedding day. She says, you all say I'm beautiful. That's immaterial. Doesn't matter. If he doesn't say I'm beautiful, all this is in vain. If he tells me I'm beautiful, then that counts. You may say it doesn't count. Oh my Allah, what do you have to say about me right now? Am I beautiful right now? Allah, do you love me? That counts. The whole world can say, mashallah, Mufti sahab, mashallah, that person. Ya Allah, in your court, does it count right now? As a youngster in school or in madrasa, as an elderly person in the business world, every step of my life, Ya Allah, are you happy with me? How to connect my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This heart Allah made only for Him. We find that those that have different value systems, they allow the creation to come into the heart. They put the car in there, they put the house in there, and then they'll put the wife in there, and the children all in the heart. And you see, when they lose a child, what's the condition? Depression. They lock the room up. I lost my little son. He had cancer, or he got knocked in an accident, was run over. The heart was attached. And now and then the mother will go in the room. She smelled the sheets and the pillow. See his portrait there. There's no meaning to life. Life is over. The heart is only for Allah. Allah will never let us down. But the ummah has to make an effort now to draw the rahmat of Allah. We start making the istighfar and tawbah. Not tawbah for me only. Allah, forgive the ummah. Forgive the ummah at large. For our shortcomings, we can't even see our shortcomings anymore. That's why the effort of iman has to be made. The effort of iman. When the Bedouins came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they would say, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ أَمَنَّا But when you say amanna, we believe. Kullam tu'minu. One of you of Allah say to them, you haven't brought iman, is it? Iman hasn't come into the heart. Iman hasn't come into the heart as yet. Walakin qulu aslamna, rather say we have become Muslim. Externally Muslim. But the iman hasn't come into the heart. What is iman? Allah discusses in the ayat coming in the after. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina amanu billah. Believers are only those that have iman in Allah. What is the command of Allah right now? I put dead bricks. Allah, this is your command. I don't go further than this. I protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the command of Allah? To learn the commands of Allah. My personal life, my business life, my social life, when it comes to my domestic life, what is the command of Allah right now? When I then understand, my dear brothers, when we command, protect the command of Allah, whatever extent we can, to the best of our ability. They believe in Allah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Allah says, and they have no doubt whatsoever. We have a complete system of life to make our worldly life a life of jannat, and to make our qabr also jannah, and finally the real jannat. The real jannat. The command of Allah, when we will come on to protecting the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is Allah's help and Allah's protection will come for the ummah. Very quickly, we'll just discuss a few points. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the command of Allah, Allah will protect you. Right now, the ummah is crying for protection. Whether us here in South Africa, whether the parts of the world, Ya Allah protect them. Ya Allah protect them. Protect their homes. Protect their properties. Protect their lives. Protect their children. How much more blood of children will be spilled for the ummah to wake up? Make tawbah, make istighfar. Protect the command of Allah in my life, you'll see the difference Allah will make in the world. Protect the command of Allah. When you protect the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, يَحْفَظْكَ, Allah will protect you. How Allah will protect? Allah has an entire system of protection. Entire system of protection. As much detail ulama explain. How Allah will send His armies to protect the ummah. Allah will use an animal kingdom. The Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gets lost in the jungles of Syria. That time the Romans were controlling. He gets lost and then he sees a lion running towards him. A lion running towards him at full speed. Iman in the heart, protecting the commands of Allah. He shouts out to the lion, Ya Abu al-Harith, Ana Mawla Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Oh Abu al-Harith, the title of the lion. I am the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lion hears this, he stops in his tracks. He stops a lion because he's under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lion gestures to him and tells him, follow me, I'll take you back to the camp. Allah used a lion to protect a sahabi, radiallahu anhu. How many more the examples? Allah's system of protection. Allah will use the animals. Allah will use, my dear brothers, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suratul Kahf, we should be reading every Yom al-Jumu'ah. Suratul Kahf, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And their father or their parents were pious people. Khazir alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam go to a certain town. And the people refuse to host them. As they are leaving, there's a wall about to fall. Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, who we call Khizr, he repairs the wall. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam objects to him. Why are you repairing this wall? They refuse to host us and now you're repairing the wall? Then he tells him later on that under this wall there was kanzul lahuma, there was a treasure that belonged to two orphans. Wa kana abuhuma saliha, and their parents were pious people. Allama Alusi rahimahullah in his tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, he says, it was not the parents, it was the seven generation great, great, great grandparents. Because of their taqwa, Allah sent two anbiya, two messengers of the time to protect the wealth of these two orphans. Allah's protection. We worry, what will our children eat? Give them taqwa. Give them iman, give them Allah and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah will feed them. How Allah will feed them from His treasures. The parents of pious, Allah sent two anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah wants to protect, Allah will send the malaika also. Different riwayat, Allah sent the malaika in Uhud, in Badr. When a person is all alone, fine. There's no one. It's just myself. There's nobody else to protect me. Allah says, "Wa'alamu anna Allah yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbihi." Understand, when Allah will become a barrier between you and your own heart. I want to sin, break the command of Allah. Allah says, "I love you. You gave me your heart. The heart belongs to me. The heart belongs to me." How Allah will turn the person away from sin and a sinful life. Allah has a complete system of protection. How to give this heart back to Allah? The entire exercise, my dear brothers, abstaining from sin. Now is the time for us to give up our sinning. We tell our youngsters back home on the Instagram and the Facebook, and once we open it, everything is there besides halal things. Youngsters say, we can't give it up. So we tell them, plan A, delete the app. Delete the app. If you have to go online, it's more difficult to go onto the browser, put in all your details, you'll think twice now, should I now? Once the app is there, just open it. It's no more there, I have to go online. Already a deterrent. Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you. Give up the sin. Check in my life, what is the blockage? Person has a brand new car, there's some blockage in the fuel pump. Brand new car is just starting. Shouldn't mean my life also, there's one sin I haven't made tawbah from. At the time of maut, there's a blockage of my kalima. It's not coming out. I didn't clear out all the blockages. Take out some charity. Sadqa, a little bit every day. We tell our youngsters back home, they love coffee. Culture of coffee right now. So we say to them on your app, you got your bank app, have a certain organization, they're sending some sadqa charity to these war-torn areas in the world, put them as a beneficiary. Every time I want to buy a cup of coffee, rather I save it and just do EFT. Ya Allah, for the children of Gaza. Ya Allah, for our brothers, that part of the world. I won't have my coffee today. And take the pain upon your heart and make dua. Put it on your phone. Some charity. Imam Shafi rahimahullah would say, have at least one so secret good deed in your life that nobody knows about it. What we call on the day of Qiyamah will be your spare wheel. When everything fails, then you can say to Allah, Ya Allah, there's one little small deed I did that nobody knows. With complete sincerity. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, she built a canal for the Hujjaj, but there was no water. Many welfare projects she had done. After she passed away, they saw her in Jannah. Zubaydah, very lucky, all the welfare work you had done in the world. She would say, "Dhahaba kullu shayin ila arbabiha." The reward of all these things went to the people I did it for. I took the praises, people praised me. I enjoyed it. How you got Jannah? She says, the intentions I had in my heart for future projects, or those intentions, Allah Ta'ala loved it, He gave me Jannah. Just on the intention only. The little EFT, nobody knows about it, I'm doing it. The intention was, I'm not going to have it. I'm doing it for Allah. One secret amal, day of Qiyamah, they can pull it out. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let us see in our lives all these sins. And then to see where I can give my charity. Salah wa jama'ah in the masjid. Finally, Ibrahim Ali, Musa Ali Salatu Salam, Harun Ali Salatu Salam made dua against Fir'aun. Today the Ummah is asking, Ya Allah, when will the help come? What's our responsibility? Our salah, Quran, our iman, our taqwa, our simple amal are powerful. To Anbiya alayhim salatu salam, and great Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salatu salam, they make dua against Fir'aun. They make dua against Fir'aun. Allah responds, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. The dua already accepted. Musa alayhi salam made dua, Harun said, Amin, alayhi salatu salam. Allah said, accepted. فَاسْتَقِيمَا. But you continue your effort of iman. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِي. Don't follow the road and the path of those that don't have knowledge. فَاسْتَقِيمَا. Continue what you have to do. Mufassirin say, dua accepted, Allah destroyed Fir'aun only 40 years thereafter. 40 years, respite Allah gave him. Our responsibility, my dear brothers, first of all, to make my Jannah. And together, whether they say we haven't come alone from Jannah, we'll take the entire ummah back to Jannah, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq, what is happening in the world, in our lives, to make tawbah istighfar every day, as much as we can. With their salawat ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the days of Qurbaniya come, the days of Hajj, Allah's mercy is pouring right now. Who is there to offer his heart to Allah? Which small heart, which bigger heart, which person that is far from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give us that level of tawbah, and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru dhu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.